This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. In a few minutes, celebrating the right to drink.
But first, politics. President-elect Barack Obama made a lot of cabinet announcements this week, and yet two key positions remain empty, Director of National Intelligence and Director of the CIA. To talk about that and other political matters, I'm joined by NPR News analyst Juan Williams. Hi, Juan.
Hi, Madeline. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Well, before we get to the next president, let's talk about the current one, President Bush. ABC's Charlie Gibson asked him if he had any regrets.
The biggest regret of all the presidency has to have been the intelligence failure in Iraq. A lot of people put their reputations on the line and said, the weapons of mass destruction is a reason to remove Saddam Hussein.
So, clearly a reminder that intelligence issues can dictate the fate of a presidency. Why has Barack Obama had such trouble filling these two really important posts?
There's lots of anxiety inside the Barack Obama transition team, Madeline. They're worried about the quality of intelligence. Given what happened with President Bush, they want to make sure they're getting good intelligence. Now, the intelligence community feels that after 9/11, they did reorganize. They've been through all this reorganization. There is now a national intelligence director. And as a result, they feel like, they need to be moving forward, not going back to reorganization. But the transition team is not convinced of it. And then the second thing is that there are some outstanding issues. President-elect Obama's choice for CIA director had issues over alleged involvement in the way that detainees were interrogated and possibly treated. So that knocked him out of the box. And so they're still looking at people, but they're looking at people who are inside the CIA, and they want to make sure those people are willing to engage in some reorganization to make sure that the quality of information is sufficient to what Barack Obama thinks he needs in order to make the key decisions about U.S. intelligence threats.
And who are some of the people he's considering?
Well, he's considering actually the number two guy at CIA and another veteran of the CIA, and for National Intelligence Director, Dennis Blair, the retired four-star admiral who was chief of actually U.S. Pacific Command in the late 90s, early part of 2002. So he's looking at people who have experience, but he's looking for people who are willing to work on his terms. And I think there's a fear so far that people are more uptight about change than Barack Obama feels comfortable with.
Okay, let's talk about another one of his cabinet appointments, Eric Holder, as Attorney General. Now, there's been some news out that his appointment might take a few hits on the way to confirmation.
Well, largely this is about Mark Rich, the fugitive financier who Eric Holder was involved in advising President Clinton, who then gave Mark Rich a pardon. And there's questions about whether Eric Holder really did his job. He came to the conclusion that he was neutral to favorable with regard to the pardon. And as people look back over it, they see that Holder really didn't do due diligence on this and, in fact, overlooked some of the objections to pardoning someone who had fled the country. I don't think it's enough to stop him. The betting is that he will go forward. But you can bet it's going to be the cause of some fireworks at his nomination hearings.
Now, what about this piece of news that Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas asked the Supreme Court to look into whether Barack Obama is actually an American citizen? What is that?
Some people have said it's a payback that, of course, Barack Obama said he wouldn't have appointed a Supreme Court justice like Clarence Thomas. But another way to look at it is that Justice Thomas wants to make sure that this whole issue is settled once and for all. And I think that it has little merit, but at the same time, why not exhaust it and make sure that everybody's secure in the knowledge that Barack Obama was born in Hawaii and is an American citizen?
All right, Juan, what is your best political conversation that you had this week?
Well, Madeline, it's about sports. The little boy in me comes out because there was an article in the New York Times, a small little piece, mentioning that, of course, Barack Obama is a big basketball fan, a high school basketball player. But also that Eric Holder, the nominee for Attorney General, was a basketball player as well in high school, and that Susan Rice, who's been nominated to be ambassador to the United Nations, was such an athlete in high school that she was called Sportin'. And then James Jones, who's going to be the national security advisor, was a starting forward for Georgetown University, so he was a college player. Now, the big issue in Washington is going to be who gets on the basketball court over at the White House to play with President-elect Obama.
NPR News analyst Juan Williams, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Alan.